makes a difference. And we are so thankful to hear all of these wonderful testimonies, what you have done for your people. Father, Bible days are back. We are claiming our blessings. We are taking what belongs to us. Satan has no right. Father, and even tonight, as your people has come, Father, every redemptive blessing that has been promised, Lord, we believe tonight that you will open the floodgates of heaven. Father, open the floodgates of heaven. Lord, these testimonies is a blessing to us. It confirms. It brings joy in our hearts. It makes us to love you, Lord. It makes us to appreciate you, Father. Father, just take this few minutes and just be with us tonight, Lord. Take your word, Lord. Father, your word has brought us this far. What can take us from here on? Bless the reading of your word. Bless each and every believer that have come in tonight, Lord. And thank you for the strength that you have given us, Lord, to have these meetings. We pray, oh God, as we partake of these meetings, that Father, you just keep on blessing us and strengthen our body, Lord, as we be in service of you tonight. We pray, oh Lord, as we take your word, your word has been blessed, and Father, we can take the pages of your Bible. But Father, we need your Holy Ghost, we need your presence to take over.
Praise the name of the Lord. And when our sisters were singing that song, I can't even walk without holding your hand. It's my favorite. Praise
the
Lord, it's my favorite song. I fell to come up and sing with them. But I put in a request.
Sing
it on Sunday again.
And,
I think it was on Tuesday.
Sister
was also singing a song here.
And
I also request our sister to sing it for us also on Sunday.
Yes. Amen.
We have come to a place
that
we can't walk without holding his hand.
Is that true?
You believe that?
Munozvitenda here?
We are up in a balcony. Do you believe that? We are at a stage where we cannot walk without holding his hand. Satan is going around roaring like a lion,
ari kutenderera achidzoa seshumba,
trying to devour, trying to
achiedza kuparadza, achiedza kubvarura, kuti bvarura bvarura.
But we are so thankful
that we
have a heavenly
Father. His
eyes is wide open.
His eyes
is on the
sparrow. And he
is so concerned.
He
is so concerned about us.
He is
so concerned about your welfare.
Sister,
I was so happy when I heard the testimony about the stove.
He's
so concerned.
He
don't want you to cook with a broken stove.
Awadi kuti upike nestove yakafa.
Broken microwave.
Microwave yakafa.
So the end of old stoves are over.
Takanya zvizvarwa chema stove yekare chapera.
Old microwaves are over.
Ma microwave yekare matsaro apera.
Kettles is over.
Ma kettle yese yekare matsaro apera.
Fridges is over.
Zvese.
You have your fridge.
Ma fridge yakafa yekare apera. Une ma stove.
You have your new microwave.
Mune ma microwave matsva.
You have your Mercedes.
Mune Mercedes
dzitsva. You have the Holy Ghost.
Mune mweya mutsvene wenyu.
You have his presence.
Mune upo hwake.
You have God. Hallelujah.
Mune
it's yours.
Ndezvenyu.
It's been prophesied.
Ndiri kuprofitwa.
It's yours.
Ndezvenyu.
Don't doubt but believe.
Usapokane tendai.
Your business is growing.
bhazi lesi richabudirira.
Your health is growing.
Utano hwako huchabudirira.
Satan is gone.
Satana amukundwa.
The devil is exposed.
Satana aiswa pachena.
He's the liar.
Hamunepi Satana.
He has no way.
Hapana nzira.
He has no right.
Hana kodzero.
We are the bride of God. We are the seed of Abraham.
Isu mbeu ya Abraham.
He said whatever we ask.
Hapana zvese zvatinokumbira.
In his name. If we believe. He will give it to us.
Achatipa zvinhu izvozvo.
Let's give the Lord every praise.
Kwoyo kuombera.
When God comes into a person,
Mwari vakapinda mumunhu.
In the message, why cry?
Mwari zvino zvinochemei taura.
Into a person,
Mwari vakapinda mumunhu.
Into a congregation,
kana kuti vakapinda muungano.
Into a man or a woman,
murume kana mudzimai.
He vindicates his presence.
Vanozvisimbisa kuti ivo varipo.
God proves.
Mwari vanoratidza nekusimbisa.
He is there.
Kuti varipo.
He is visible.
Vanoonekwa.
It's not a secret.
Asi munhu akavanzika mwati.
Not unknown to us.
Havasi munhu asingazikano kwati.
When he comes into your life.
Vakauya muupenyu hwako.
Those that have come here tonight.
Vauya pano manheru ano.
Send a friend.
Tadze shamwari.
Know Christ. When Christ comes in.
Kristu akauya mauri.
He vindicates himself.
Vanozviratidza nekuzvisimbisa. Vanozvisa pachena
kwauri.
Vanotanga kuzvizarura.
He starts to reveal himself.
Vanotanga kuzvizarura.
He starts to tell you who I am.
Vanotanga kukutaurira kuti iwe ndiwe
ani. Let you know.
Vanotanga kuti uzive.
His abilities.
Kwanisa kwavo.
How he is so concerned about.
Uye kuti vane hanya pamusoro
pedu. Hallelujah, he knows what we need.
Vanoziva zvatinoda Mwari.
For when God comes.
Nekuti Mwari vakauya.
Supernatural signs.
Zviratidzo zvemweya. Zviratidzo zvemweya zvinotanga kuonekwa.
Supernatural signs.
Zviratidzo zvemweya.
Not signs from a witch doctor. Supernatural signs.
Zviratidzo zvatinoona asi zvepamweya.
The person becomes a changed person.
Anobva ava munhu akasandurwa.
They are not more like they used to be.
Havachisiri sezvavaimbova.
Sin has vanished.
Vale.
From their lives. Sin.
Chivi chabva muupenyu hwavo. Chanyangadika pamuupenyu. Chabva muupenyu hwavo.
Fear.
Kutya nekupokana kwanyunguduka, kuodzwa mwoyo kwaunyunguduka, vakamira vakati mbikiti, vanorarama kana kuti kufa. Kristu kurarama kana kufa ndiKristu. Havana hanya kuti chichauya kana kuti chichaenda.
Haleluya.
Hapana inovazungunutsa.
Vanofambira kwete
kumashure.
Vanofambira
mberi.
Give the Lord a praise.
Praise the Lord. Kuombera.
We are moving forward.
Tiri kufambira mberi.
Brothers, just please help my voice.
Ama ingosimudzirai mic.
I would help with much assistance.
You know.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ndauri batsiro rwei.
Let's read the second book of Kings.
Kati verenge madzimambo echipiri.
I believe tonight.
Ndinotenda kuti manhero anotauya.
A portion of the word.
Kuti tizwe chikamu cheshoko.
We are so thankful.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
We are coming to the closing of this meeting.
Tikusvika pakunopfigwa kwemisangano ino.
And how we will miss these meetings.
Tiwetcha.
And
tiasurukirwa nekuva nemisangano. Patinodzokera kumba.
Giving all these testimonies.
Sipa zvapupu zvose izvi.
I said to my wife last night.
Manhero apfuura ndakati kumudzimai wangu.
In fact this morning.
Mangwana nano
I phoned her for the wedding anniversary.
Panda mufonera pana ari ku university.
I said, you know, wedding anniversary.
Panda mufonera pamusoro pe wedding anniversary.
16 years today I was.
Ndane makore 16 nhasi ndiri muchato.
I said to her the other night.
Ndakati kwaari mamanero.
We had a message of prophecy.
Ndakavane maridzi echiprofita.
And we have not played.
Hatina ku.
We were claiming and we were prophesying.
Ndakatora zvese zvanga zviridire zvino chiprofita. Zvese zviri munzvimbo.
And the Lord has manifested himself.
Ishe.
Immediately after those services.
Vazviratidza chiripo ripocho mumashure memaservice wayo.
Last night.
Manhero apfuura.
We have dedicated a car.
Takakumikidza motikari.
That was given.
Yakapiwa
to a brother.
Kuhama.
When the prophecy went out.
Profita pachakaenda mberi.
Received his car.
Akagamuchira motikari yake.
Next morning.
Mangwana anakatevera.
Received his car. So that is what God can do.
He can answer our prayers. He's here tonight.
And
if you believe, he will give your heart desire.
2
Kings.
We
read a few verses. Praise the name of the Lord. I like this text very much.
And
trust for the next half an hour.
We
will just grab it like takeaways. Chewing at home. Amen. And I like this text so much. Because, you know, it speaks of a gallant woman. I like the word the Bible uses.
2
Kings chapter 4. Let's read from verse 8. It speaks about the Shunammite woman. And it fell on a day when Elijah passed to Shunem.
Where
was a great woman. And she constrained him to eat bread. And the word constrained means to force. I like that, Brother Ben, much. She forced the prophet. She put on pressure to come in for a sandwich because she saw the prophet coming from this side, walking to the other side. She said, please come in. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in either to eat bread and a desire came to her, and she said unto her husband, behold, I perceive that this is an holy man.
Somehow,
she could pick up that this is not an ordinary man. Your life is very important. You are not just an ordinary people. Somehow there's a reflection that comes from above. And holy man of God, which passes by continually, let us make a little chamber, a little room for you. I pray thee on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table, a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn tithe. Praise the name of the Lord. And we skip the other verses. After she has done it, after the Lord has dealt with the family, the blessing was ready to be pronounced. So don't just expect blessings, but there's no effort, there's no sacrifice. And verse 16. And he said about this season, according to time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elijah had said unto her, according to the time
of life.
Pakupera kwegore.
Let's take our seats.
Sigare yedu pasi.
Praise the name of the Lord. About this season.
Panguva ii.
That's our message.
Do maridzo yedu nhasi.
You might not receive your blessing this week. But we want to pronounce. We want to prophesy. About this season. You will embrace.
Uchabata.
A son.
Uchabata mwanakomana.
Hallelujah. You will embrace.
Uchabata.
You will be part.
Uchabata.
Of your blessing.
Praise
the name of the Lord. And this woman, at the right time, she was watching. We're going to go very quickly tonight. But she was very, you know, observant. She watched the move of God's prophet. She saw him passing. She saw him walking. And somehow, she made up her mind. If you want a blessing from the Lord, you have to make up your mind. You have to make up your mind. Don't stay between two decisions.
Say,
Lord, what do you want me to do? What is there for me to do, Lord? That's why I want to appreciate those believers that gave gifts to me this week. No matter how small it was, but you are in this scripture tonight. It's a blessing to do something for the man of God. You will embrace your blessing. If it's not this week, about this season, you will embrace your son.
And
this woman, very observant, she looked and she watched this man.
But
the desire came within her heart. She said, I wonder if it's possible that I can invite this man just for a sandwich or a piece of bread. Hallelujah. She had a need. She was past the menopause stage. She was old. Brothers, we heard this week. No matter how dry your bones is. No matter. You remember the scripture where the Lord asked the prophet to prophesy. She constrained him. She put pressure upon him. Please come in. Have something to ask. There was no way for her to have children. She never did it by intention. Now let me do this for this pastor, or for this brother, or for this sister. Maybe the Lord will do something for me. She just do it. And so it was. After they had maybe a few times. They had some nice fellowship. Whatever she had, she put before them. Whatever they had, jam or fish or whatever they had to put on the bread.
But
we can pick up here,
they
had proper conversation. And somehow they picked up that this man was not an ordinary man. This man doesn't make dirty jokes. This man is not a man of jokes. This man is a man of God. And after he left, she went to her husband. She said, Daddy, Is it possible that we can do something for this man of God? It looks like that this is not an ordinary man, but this is a man of God. Can we build?
He
don't have to
walk
so far all the way.
Some
of us that went to Israel,
when
you stand on the place where Ahab's palace was,
and you
look down the Shunammite village,
Shunammite
valley,
you
can imagine in those days
when
the prophets of God was walking in those valleys,
they
had no proper cars, there was no transport.
They
walked all the time, and somewhere, somehow in the Shunammite village, she lived there. And she saw him passing by. Sometimes maybe tired. Sometimes he needed something to drink. And this time, she felt that he needs something to eat. And she invited him in. Praise the name of the Lord. And she said unto her husband, this time, we don't just want him to eat, but we want him to rest also. We want this man to rest, to have a proper place of rest. And it was agreed that we build this place for him. Praise the name of the Lord. And on the right season, about the very same season, she fell pregnant at late age. So I don't care tonight, how long have you been waiting for that miracle to happen? I don't care how long you have been waiting, my precious friend, to receive salvation. How long you have been running around trying to find God? If this is your season, if this is your time, if this is your night, if this is your time, if this is your hour, my friend, tonight is your night. Age could not stop God. Sister, you that wants a baby and you don't, you have your baby tonight. Not even age. There's an example in the Bible tonight. Not even age stands in the way of God. He respects the words of his prophets.
Yes.
God
Mwari
cannot be stopped.
I'm
telling you tonight, my brother and my precious sisters, young people, God cannot be stopped. There's nothing in this life that can stop the Almighty God. There's no disease. There's no devil. There's no sickness. There's no infirmity that can stop God. Age. Age was not a problem for God. When the prophet prophesied upon the life of this woman, nothing, age,
She thought, she said, servant of God, don't lie to me. Even to her, it sounded strange. It sounded impossible. You remember our message on Wednesday? To believe in the impossible. When the economy goes down, your blessings go up.
Amen. Amen.
I like my fish testimonies.
I like
my fish testimonies.
Because
that's what God has done so many times for us. At the young people's convention now in Johannesburg. It was easy for me to take my fishing rod and tell Jonathan, let's go fishing again. Because the same God that helped us the other day, he has given us a testimony. You are coming short of your fees. To get to the youth convention, let's pick up our boats and let's get to the fishing. We went to the ocean, we catch a lot of fish, we came back again, we baked the fish, and we sold the fish, and it was right at the youth convention. Nothing. The ocean must obey God. The ocean. Must obey God.
Harare.
I don't care about the economy. Must obey God.
In Zimbabwe.
The seed of Abraham.
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. The economy. Cannot stop God. Because in this country, the seed of Abraham. And they love by faith. The economy will obey your faith, my brother. The economy, my sister, will obey your faith. My blessed brother Freddy, the economy will obey your faith. Sister Stewart, the economy will obey your faith.
Every
businessman
in that building,
the economy will obey your faith. In the name of Jesus, your business that went down is going to
the
ground. You're going to have a splendid harvest. Your harvest. Your harvest. Receive your harvest. The economy is going to obey, my brother. Your confession. Your faith. Receive your blessing. In the name of Jesus. Age.
Zera.
Could not stop God to plant the right seed in the womb of the Shunammite woman. No matter the condition of her womb, how unfertile it was, God planted. He planted that seed in the womb of the Shunammite woman. If there's any farmer here in this building, I give you, you have your blessing. Your sheep will bring forth twins. You will have a double harvest. Your crop. Your
mates,
I told the believers the other day,
Sister Wong, Brother Paul, we were sitting outside. And I looked at the clouds. Said, very soon you will have rain. There are people in this church that need this rain. And this rain will come before his real time. Because you have placed seed in the soil. You have planted seed. And you say, Lord,
what you say?
We need the rain.
Tiri
we need the rain. You need the rain.
Tiri
I can tell you tonight,
Tiri
as God's servant, if God could do this to this woman, how much more can he do it to us? She said, not just lunch.
Lunch
just sandwiches.
Chingbatete.
But we want you to stay with us. She fell in love with that presence. She fell in love not with the prophet but with the presence. I want you to hug your brother. Stand up and hug your brother. Just give him a Holy Ghost hug. Praise the name of the Lord. Appreciate that presence.
Around
your brother. Around one another. Hallelujah. That is what we must do, church. Hallelujah. You can say to the mountain, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, I say to you, if you should say to this mountain in your heart, be cast out, locked up, cast it away, be removed, and doubt not. Be removed. Hallelujah. If you in your heart tonight, if you are dying with heart trouble, if you've got cancer, if you with the appropriate faith, if you believe with all your heart and just something is anchored right there, saying, I believe Jesus Christ. I believe him with all my heart. And I now accept him as my healer. And I believe that he has healed me. And from your soul, you believe that then I am healed. Let us close. Musicians comes. After the blessing, the same blessing died. Little boy had sunstroke.
Ropa Fazoria and Doraka Sofa.
On Sunday, I'll show you the pictures of our church building.
Mufananizo, ye chechi edunsoshondo.
You know, I never thought,
anakumbofunga,
as a minister of the gospel,
some parts of Evangelion,
that when God can bless you,
kuti mwari vakakuropa fadza,
then in that blessing,
Muropa Fazo Iroro
is also waiting a test for you.
Munenge makamirira muyedzo.
It's easy to be blessed.
Zviri nyore kana uchiropa fadzwa.
Remember,
asirangarira,
I have seen now,
ndazviona,
in this blessing,
kuti mukati meropa fadzo,
the brothers of Europe,
hama dzekuEurope,
they bought us that small little house.
Vakatitengera kaimba
kaka. You will see the pictures on Sunday.
Muchaona mfanani dzacho nezvino.
It's not a big place, but it's just enough for 40 people.
Haizi nzvimbo hombe asi tinokwana vanhu 40.
And I came back from Europe.
Pandakadzoka kubva kuEurope.
I was so happy.
Ndakafara zvakanyanya.
I said, Lord, thank you for what you've done for us.
Ndikati ishe nekutendera nezvamatiitira.
Praying for this blessing.
Tanga tiri kunamatira kuti mafadzwe.
We've been kicked out from this room, from
that place. Tanga tiri kudzingwa apo, tichidzingwa apo.
The church could not grow because
kereke yanga ichitadza kukura.
nekuti hapanga
pasina pekupindira
pakadzikama
ndiitire chimwe chinhu
ishe
ndakaenda kunoona brother Fanis tikazoenda
kueurope
ishe vakanditungamirira pandakadzoka tikatenga nzvimbo
iyoyo
ana kumbofunga
kuti
muropafadzo munotova nemuyedzo
Many days,
mazuva mazhinji,
I was lonely. I felt lonely.
Ndainzwa kuva ndiri ndega ndisina.
When I go to this building,
ndaiti ndikaenda munzvimbo iyi,
I would cry.
Ndainochema.
I would feel lonely.
Ndainzwa ndisina kuyanana naye.
So Lord,
ndichiti ishe,
I have no friends.
Handina shamwari
that I can talk to.
Dzandogona kutaura nadzo.
People will not understand me how I feel.
Because
Lord, I'm a faith preacher. I have been growing up in a house where we have to believe. What is this DS all about, Lord? I was looking at that place. I had a need of finance to start the renovation. Look at the situation at home. I came back. I took the money I had. Received offerings from the churches. I went to do something for my wife. But I could not even start. Because there was no other money. I had to ask the money from my wife.
Ndakanda Maria ndaida mboropa fadza nayo sister.
Ndakazoroti
sister ndokumbirawo mari yayo.
I never thought.
Hana kumbofunga kuti.
This blessing.
Kuti ropa fadzo iri.
Will be just for me.
Ringava muyedzo kwandiri.
The Lord made me strong.
Sikusimba.
After we bought it.
Takati tatenga nzvimbo iyoyo.
I had to be so faithful. Our little church would not see that our pastor is somehow nervous or worried. They didn't know what I was going
through.
I started renovating the place with the money that we were supposed to buy food and groceries
and
every time I would go to the bank I would look at the balance and say Lord, if you don't intervene
pindira,
I said Lord the dates of the dedication is set
I want to
get this place dedicated. And the papers was with the lawyers. It was not yet signed. Although it was signed by myself and the owner. The lawyers. I was so nervous.
What if
after we started to invest the money we had
into
the building
it
comes look nice
start
to love the place
in my
heart I was so nervous what if the owner would come and tell me, Pastor, I have not received all my money yet. Because this house
is
not on your name. The documents are still at the lawyer. I was so nervous. But I said, Lord,
if
I just need to press on. I just need to
press on.
Lord, I'm going to take everything I have. Everything I have. It's almost finished. We start to love my fish again.
Maria kapera takatanga kurarama nehove.
I came to Zimbabwe.
Ndomandauya kuZimbabwe.
I was so nervous.
Ndaive nchingodedera.
I said, Lord, I'm leaving this project.
Ndikati isheka nyaya yechivakwa ichi ndakusiyana nayo
iyi. Into your hands.
Ndakuisa muruoko rwenyu.
I want to leave you something.
Ndoda kukuverengerai chimwe chinhu.
That you know today.
Kuti muzive nhasi.
That this God is with you.
Kuti Mwari watoshumira uyu.
Yesterday.
Nezuro.
It was a 29.
Muzva 29.
The lawyers sent me an email.
Magweta vakatitumira email.
Dear sir.
Vakatichangamire.
We referred to the aforementioned matter.
Tiri kutaura nyaya iya yatakambotaura.
And confirmed.
Uye yakasimbiswa.
This transaction.
Kuti kutengeserana uku.
Is on prep. I don't know what that means, prep. At the Cape Town Deeds Office today.
Yaenda.
That was yesterday.
Yaenda kunoongororwa kumagweta anoita zvekuchinjana magwaro ekodzero ku Cape Town.
We have handed in.
Taenda kunoisa magwaro.
And an anticipate registration.
Tiri kutarisira kuti kutengeserana uku kuchatenderwa. Kuti kuitike
tomorrow, which is today.
Mangwana anova nhasi.
Today.
Nhasi.
The property was registered on my name.
Nzvimbo iyo yatonyorwa kunzi ndeyangu.
Church of God.
Kereke ya Mwari.
The God that we serve.
Mwari watoshumira.
You know, I laid in that room this morning. I said, Lord.
Ndanga ndiri mumba imomo ndikati ishe.
I feel us as a failure.
Ndaka nzwa
kugwe masi kwani sir. Your abilities.
Ndakuita kunge ndanga ndichitadza
kukutendai. Give your servant.
Ndikati ishe regererai muranda wenyu.
How could I be so disobedient?
Ndakatadza neiko kukutererai zvakakwana.
And doubting.
Ndikatopokana kuti katadza kutenda.
You will not disappoint me.
Kuti muri Mwari vasingazondiwodzi
moyo. Nobody.
Apa,
nobody.
Hapana munhu.
Will come.
Anozouya.
And take this property away from us.
Ozotitorera nzvimbo iyi.
Today.
Nhasi.
It was registered.
Yanyorwa.
God. Have all the glory.
Mwari ndovapuwa mbiri.
This woman,
mudzimai uyu,
she received a blessing.
Akagamuchira ropafadzo.
And the blessing was taken away from her.
Ropafadzo richibva rabvutwa kubva kwaari.
She had challenges.
Akava nematambudziko.
But look at this woman.
Asi tarisai mudzimai.
She took the baby.
Akatora mwana.
That's what I did.
Ndozvandakaita.
Although I had, I worried.
Kunyange ndakandi chinetsa.
But I took any money I had left.
Ndakatora zvimari zvese zvakazvasara.
I invested it.
Ndichibva ndazvitsveta.
I paid anything I could.
Ndikaita zvese zvandaigona kuita.
Yet I doubt, yet I believed.
Ndaitenda uko asi kune asingatendi.
That my God.
Kuti Mwari wangu.
Cannot fail me.
Haangandikundike.
I don't care what you are going through.
Hazvinei kuti uri kudarika nepakadii.
My God cannot fail.
Mwari wangu haakukundike iwewe.
Will not give you that car, my brother, and he doesn't have the money to service and to pay your tires and all.
Akupuwe mota ozokunyimai mari yekusevhisa mota nekuitengera mavhiri.
God would not give you something and take it away from you tomorrow.
Mwarika haana chinyemu haakupe nhatso kutorera mangwana.
Very God that give you that car.
Mwari akakupa mota iyoyo.
Achakuita
kuti uve nepetro akakupa mavhiri.
He will not fail us.
Haasikuzotikundika.
She took the very blessing.
Akatora ropafadzo racho.
Taken away from her.
Ranga apuwa ndokubva rabvutwa kwaari.
Into the chamber.
Ndokubva aenda naro.
Into the room.
Ndokuenda naro mumba.
Of the prophet.
Imba yomukati yomuprofita.
She laid him in his presence.
Akapinda mupo wake.
She laid him in that room.
Ndokunotsveta mwana mumba imomo. Ndokutenda.
That's what I did, church.
Ndozvandoita church.
When I got to the airport in Joburg.
Pandoenda kuairport Joburg.
I phoned my wife.
Ndinofonera mudzimai wangu.
I said, lovey.
Ndoti mudiwa.
I know that there's nothing that you can do.
But
I know
that my God is
alive.
Mwari wangu mpenyu.
We took that situation.
Takatora chimiro chataiwe nacho.
Place it in the room of the prophet.
Ndopatano chitsveta mumba yemukati yomuprofita.
Where the prophet has been sleeping.
Mumba manga muri kurarwa nemuprofita.
Made him a place.
Akamuvakira imba.
Make sure church.
Ivane chokwadi church.
You have a room.
Kuti une imba.
Where the anointing can rest.
Munogona kuzorora chizoro.
Where the anointing can rest.
Munogona kunozorora chizoro.
When there's trouble in your house.
Kana mane dambudziko mumba
mako. When there's trouble in your marriage.
Mane dambudziko mumuchato mako.
When there's trouble with your
children. Mane dambudziko pavana vako.
You can take that trouble.
Wapo mane dambudziko.
That situation.
Wotora dambudziko iroro.
You can take it and leave.
Wonoritsveta.
In a very room.
Mumba imomo.
Where the anointing is.
Munogere chizoro.
Because that is the room.
Nekuti ndo imba.
Where your problem.
Nekuti dambudziko rako. Nekuti chinhano chako.
Will rise again.
Chichanomutswa kubva kune vakafa apo dambudziko rako.
Will be solved again.
Rinobva rapedzwa imomo.
She took that boy.
Akatora mukomana uyu.
Into that room.
Ndokuenda naye mumba.
What a good place.
Yanga iri nzvimbo zvakanaka zvakadii. Yekutora dambudziko.
She started off.
Akaenda.
My. She started off. She said to these servants of
her,
don't you slack up. Hurry. Hurry. Quick. You drive now. Drive. Drive this mule.
Just
as hard
as
he can go. When she got to Mount
Carmel,
she knew one thing.
That
God
had
gave her a baby.
And
the closest representative on earth. The closest person that could represent heaven.
Munhu anga ari pedyo achimiririra denga.
Was the prophet.
Anga ari profita.
She knew
Aiziva
that Elijah,
kuti Elijah
is prophet. She didn't know
akatsikazive
why God took the baby.
Kuti Mwari anga atorerei
mwana. But she knew
Aiziva
if she could get in contact with the prophet.
Kuti akangosvika pamuprofita.
The anointing of Elijah is here.
Chizoro cha Elijah chiri pano.
God has sent us a prophet.
Mwari akatumira profita.
Because God was in the prophet.
Nekuti Mwari anga ari muprofita.
And if I could get to the prophet,
ndikagona chete ngosvika kuprofita.
I'll find out.
Ndichanoona
why my baby died.
Kuti nemhaka yei mwana wangu afa.
Because he was the one.
Nekuti iye muprofita ndiye wacho.
He was the one.
Ndiye wacho.
And told me
akanyudza
it will come to pass.
Kuti izvi zvaitika zvichaitika.
I know
uye ndinoziva
God's prophet.
Profita wamwari.
If I can only get to him
ndikangogona kusvika paari.
I may have to drive hard.
Ndinofanira kumhanya nekukasira.
You have to be persistent.
Ndinofanira
kutsungirira.
Unofanira kutsungirira
to get to your prophet.
Kuti usvike kumuprofita wako.
If I can get to the prophet
ndikagona kusvika kumuprofita.
He can tell me
anogona kundiudza
why this baby
kune mhaka yei mwana uyu azofa.
We are closing now.
Takupedza.
Song, it is well with my soul.
It is well.
And this was the words. When the prophet stood up,
mprofita pakasumuka.
He saw her from a distance.
Akaona kubva nechekure.
Sometimes God can see us coming from a distance.
Mwari vanogona kutiona tichiuya tiri nechekure uko.
God can see your desperation.
Mwari vanogona kuona kugonga nekushingaira kwako. Vanogona kuona moyo wako.
He can see how much effort you put.
Vari kuona kutsungirira kwaurikuita.
And how much you need it.
Uye kuti unovada zvakadini.
To do something for you.
Uye uri kusuva zvakadini kuti vakuitire
chimwe chinhu. Slack to come to him. There's effort in your walk.
Uri kuratidza kuti uchine simba una
kunetsa.
Uri kurova kurusi.
Come on, brother.
Come on, brother.
Come on, brother.
Thank you.